Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 22, 2022. Thank you for your participation in the correction of the world. Each of us has only a tiny power, but this is how it should be before the very end of correction. The desire, Kli, must manifest itself as completely fragmented, disconnected, and broken to the smallest pieces. And if they come together and unite, then they are all included in one big Kli of Adam HaRishon. This is what is going on. I hope that we will see many thousands of people join us, again. Although in fact there is no need for a very large amount, it will still be so. And we will unite them around us, and show them the way to the Creator so that He will rejoice in our work. I thank all my students for everything you do, for your participation in the correction of the world. In our world, where we are currently, there is no more sublime and special work than the one we do. I wish us all success this year in our connection under one tent of peace and unity, a tent of good luck, under a common big screen above our heads. From a conversation at the Unity event October 13, 2022. Unity Tent. Sukkot, to connect into a single embrace. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, On the 15th day of this 7th month, is the festival of Sukkoth, a 7-day period to the Lord. On the 1st day, it is a holy occasion, you shall not perform any work of labor. For a 7-day period, you shall bring a fire offering to the Lord. On the 8th day, it shall be a holy occasion for you, and you shall bring a fire offering to the Lord. It is a day of detention. You shall not perform any work of labor, Dora, Levit, Emor, 23:33-23:36. The Sukkot holiday lasts for 7 days, in each of which an ascent to the spiritual degrees of Hesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malkut is performed. And on the 8th day a special gathering takes place where a person is filled with the light of mercy, Hasidim, the light of love, friendship, joy, compassion, complicity, and kindness. This is called an embrace from the right side, as it is said, His left arm is under my head, and His right arm is embracing me. Which means that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are the left hand under the head, and Sukkot is the right one embraces me. And on the last day, the 8th day of Sukkot, there is a combination of the male and female parts of the Kli, vessel. During this time a person's desire is illuminated by the upper light and therefore, throughout all the days of the holiday, there is a manifestation of more and more of the light of kindness and more merging of the male and female parts of desire into a single embrace. Therefore every day of the Sukkot festival is important. It is held in a special tent built under the open sky where a sacred meeting and a meal are arranged. A person staying in a tent for 7 days receives all the surrounding lights, so to say, which correct, fill, and prepare him for revelation, connection, and contact with the Creator. This happens on the 8th day after leaving the tent. Therefore the 8th day is called Simchat Torah, the joy of the Torah. The Torah is the light that corrects a person and fills him with joy. Comment: It is believed that every evening honored guests come to the tent in turn, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Aaron, Joseph, and David. My response, all these guests represent the lights of correction on 7 spiritual degrees. After all, these are not historical characters but spiritual states. Each of the degrees has a special character and only after passing them, that is, after correcting oneself in 7 different characteristic states, does a person become ready for the revelation of the Creator. From Cab TV's The Secrets of Eternal Book. Wake up and see the light. Our world is the smallest. It occupies a very small volume, and everything else is of a completely different nature. Our nature is given to us, only so that we can begin to develop based on it. It turns out that it is very difficult for us to understand what this real upper world is that we actually exist in all the time, and that now we are like in a dream, like in some kind of unconscious state, as if we have fallen somewhere. Thus, we need to try with our own efforts, even with very small efforts, to get out of this world into the next world. This opportunity is given to us. It is called the method of Kabbalah, that is, the method of receiving the higher world, the upper light, the upper force, and with its help we can work in the opposite way, not in receiving, not in winning, but in the opposite way, in giving. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Victory is a sign of defeat. August 2nd, 2013. How to understand the higher program. Question. Why is it that the more we disseminate to the world, the more we are rejected? Answer. In this case, you need help because you have to go above what you feel in your egoism. Only then does a state arise in you where you are forced to acquire a second nature opposite to the present one. This is incomprehensible to an ordinary person because he has no idea how to act or how to move. To do this, he needs the upper light, another energy, not the energy that spins the corporeal world, but the energy of light. This is the exit to the next space. Now I am slowly starting to talk about it. At least just to prepare people for what will happen, and then which way they will come to this. They will come. They will still come. Can you imagine how much a person will have to go through, live through, and re-feel in order to understand at least the program in front of him that he is obliged to implement? These are big problems. But in unity, they are solved very simply, and if there is no unity, then, of course, they cannot be solved in any way. From Cab TV's I Got a Call, Victory is a Sign of Defeat. August 2nd, 2013.